I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday, where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we're joined by Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson for an update on how the campus is adapting to the COVID-19 pandemic.
As you know, we made a decision a number of weeks ago that we were going to do everything we could to be open for the fall. And a big part of that was to really lay out a schedule that we thought would work the very best for as many people as possible. And the idea was to get people here actually a week early, start on August 17th, but then be able to complete the semester before Thanksgiving. So students from downstate and out of state, which accounts for about half of our student population, will be able to come up and stay. And our goal is to get people here to stay, and then at Thanksgiving, instead of going up and down during that time, be able to do that. So we think that will be one of the many safety features that we're putting in place.
We're talking with Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson today for Wildcat Wednesday. One of the things I know the university is looking closely at is the financial challenges with potentially state funding being lower and even more. What are some of the steps that NMU is taking to address the financial concerns with the pandemic?
The financial concerns begin with the unknown. I mean, it's what exacerbates the what we know is going to be a big challenge is we don't know yet. We don't know what's going to happen with the state budget, although projections don't look very promising at all. We don't know what federal government are going to do. We don't know what our enrollment is. It's been more difficult for students to be able to plan and so forth. So we're looking at all of those characteristics and trying to put as many contingency plans in place as we can. But I would say this, we've approached this challenge as we do most of the challenges that we've had. We've got a terrific faculty, staff, and student body that are creative and innovative. And I think we're going to come through this fine. We've made the commitment to do everything we can to keep people employed, to keep people paid, to keep people on their insurance. And, it's unlikely we'll be perfect with that, but that is really the overriding concern as we look to move forward.
NMU President Fritz Erickson with us today for Wildcat Wednesday. The other question I have is someone who has been going to hockey games of late and whatnot. What can we say at all, if anything, about things like football, hockey, and the other sports at NMU?
Well, we just got word yesterday from the NCAA that they're going to allow universities and subsequently our conferences to adjust schedules that we could lower the number of competitions by up to a third. We're kind of looking at being down 20 to 25% in the number of competitions that we'll have. And Forrest Carr, our athletic director, is working diligently with his counterpart in our conferences and our non-conference games to try and make sure we plan and support each other as best we can. But our intent is to continue to have athletic events following whatever guidelines are in place at the time. Yeah. And so we will adapt. I suspect we're going to end up with one set of rules for fall sports, and then as we get to winter sports, which I know you're a big hockey guy, hockey is a winter sport, so we'll watch and see what happens with that as well.
From my perspective and knowing folks that are at Northern and various departments and various areas, it seems like the university has taken a very proactive stance with all of this. The shift to distance learning, while it had challenges, seemed like it could have gone a lot worse than it did. And also the staff seems to be working together to try to get through this as well.
We're so fortunate not only have these terrific students, but faculty and staff that are adaptable, that are looking for ways, and we're going to institute truly the best practices. We are working on the finals of a plan to test every student that's coming to us in the fall. We talk with our board, they're all on board with that. And we look forward to testing all of our students, our faculty, our staff, make sure we have good baselines. We've hired in some of the top experts, one of the top experts in the country, a retired colonel who's actually on our campus right now helping us guide through all these things. And so I'm very confident we'll be able to manage this in the very best way possible.
That's Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson. For Wildcat Wednesday on Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.